From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, September 25th. When Glenn County's only hospital and emergency room closes in less than a week, patients will have to travel much further for care. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports.
The nearest hospital to Glenn Medical Center is Colusa Medical Center. It's about 35 minutes away. After that, it's Enloe Health in Chico, which is about 40 minutes away. And then it's St. Elizabeth Community Hospital in Red Bluff. That one is about 45 minutes away. In a public hearing at Glenn County's Board of Supervisors meeting this week, the Sierra Sacramento EMS agency said ambulances will have to take people to these three hospitals, and the hospitals will have to serve more people due to the closure. In a statement to NSPR, Enloe Health said that they were concerned about the closure of Glenn Medical Center. In the meantime, Enloe Health is reviewing available resources to make sure that they are ready for the expected increase in patients. NSPR did not receive a request for comment from Colusa Medical Center or St. Elizabeth Community Hospital by deadline. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And members of the public and Glenn County supervisors voiced frustration this week during a public hearing about the upcoming closure of the county's only hospital. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The hearing mainly focused on a report from the executive director of the Sierra Sacramento Valley EMS agency. It helps operate emergency medical services in multiple counties across the state. He detailed where emergency patients will go depending on their location in Glenn County and the ambulance providers who will transport them. Supervisor Monica Rossman said she worked with North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa and his office to advocate for the hospital to no avail.
The staff has been working very hard at this, and sometimes whenever you run up against a brick wall, there's, really nothing you can do.
She said LaMalfa spoke with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Neither of them could help restore the hospital's critical access hospital status, which brought in crucial Medicare funding. Supervisor Grant Carmen noted that once the hospital closes, he doesn't think there's any way it would reopen.
All these new standards that have come into place have to be met. And financially, that building is so old, and somebody would have to try and come in and build a whole new facility, which in EMS and urgent care, there's just not the money there.
The hospital will shut down in less than a week on September 30th. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, former Cal Fire Captain Peter Mock pleaded not guilty to 46 counts of child sexual assault in a Shasta County court this week. That's according to reporting by KRCR. Those are in addition to 74 counts of child abuse he was arrested for in 2022. Mock was set to go to trial soon, but more victims came forward. The trial for the initial counts has been delayed for early October. KRCR reports Mock was arrested Sunday and that he pled not guilty to the new charges. Also, after wrapping up more than a week of preliminary hearings in Reading, a judge ruled on Tuesday that Tyler McCain will stand trial for the murder of his wife, Nikki Chang Saley McCain. Saley McCain has been missing since May 2024. The Shasta County Sheriff declared her case a homicide earlier this year. According to Shasta Scout, McCain's first court appearance is on October 7th, where he will face all 12 charges brought against him by the Shasta District Attorney's Office. Additionally, The Lost Bus hit theaters today. It's a new movie about a school bus driver and two teachers who brought 22 students safely through the 2018 campfire. The film and conversations about it could trigger a lot of memories for fire survivors, even if they don't see it. In anticipation of its release, Paradise Unified School District Superintendent Betsy Amos sent a letter to school staff and families.
We just wanted to remind them again that people may process this differently. Students are going to come to school, might need extra support, and then just reminding them what we have out there.
Amos says the district stands ready to support anyone in the school community who needs it. Counselors, principals, and other resources are on hand if needed. Also, Latino voters could play a pivotal role in November's special election. According to reporting by KVPR, a new survey from the Latino Community Foundation and BSP Research shows most plan to cast a ballot, but support for redistricting varies widely, especially in the Central Valley and Inland Empire. Pollsters say the economy is also weighing heavily on voters, with many citing costs of living and jobs as their top issues. And the head of the California Farm Bureau is calling on farmers and ranchers to oppose Proposition 50. President Shannon Douglas said in a recent letter, the Farm Bureau opposes the measure because it'll undermine rural representation in Congress. She says California's rural communities already struggle to influence policies on issues like water management, labor, and environmental rules, and said this would get harder under Prop 50. Douglas pointed to the proposed redrawing of District 1 in the North State, which would break the region into three districts. And finally, Sierra Nevada Brewery isn't holding its annual Oktoberfest this year, but Merriam Park is. It's not their first autumn celebration, but this year's event in the barn will be bigger, with more entertainment, vendors, activities, and, of course, locally brewed craft beer. The event spans 3 days from October 3rd through the 5th. The first day starts with the family-focused Funtoberfest. Advance tickets are required and can be purchased on the Merriam Park website. And those were your headlines for Thursday, September 25th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.